A word for you from Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. What a lament from the Lord. This caused the Lord Jesus to weep, to wail over the city that should have welcomed him. The city that had a history, though, of rejecting the prophets of God. Now, it's not just the city being the buildings, but it's the people in the city, those who think that they know best. Yes, the very same people who refused to go to Bethlehem to worship the Christ child. Now, just 33 years later, those people, many of them still alive, are to reject the Lord Jesus and say, "Crucify him, away with him, let his blood be upon us and upon our children." It is easy to say, well, the Jews asked for it. They were wrong. They hated him. How bad they were. And yet, this verse is recorded perhaps for us, perhaps for you listening right now to the verse. Does the Lord lament? UJesu uyakhala na, uyabubula ukuthi hawu idolopha leli noma lo muntu uyangikhahlela akangifuni ngoba uyabulala abaprofeti. Could it be that God sends his word to you again and again through prophets, in the sense that maybe that prophet is your own conscience, the Holy Spirit speaking to you? Perhaps it's through the word of God being preached. Perhaps it's through your own quiet time. Perhaps it's just what God has put on your heart, where you know this is right or this is wrong, and you're very clear about it. He's made it clear. And yet you stone that prophet. You reject that speaking of the Holy Spirit. That is why Paul, in two places, refers to grieving the Spirit, or putting the Spirit's fire out, quenching the Spirit. He saw it as a very present danger for Christians in that time of revival to do. So examine yourself, dear friend. You might be quenching the Spirit, grieving him, and in that sense you are killing the prophets. You're stoning that voice of conscience. The Holy Spirit is grieved, is imprisoned in your life. May the Lord grant you the grace to turn away from this dreadful sin.